A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When Paul came to Antioch in Pisidia, he said in the synagogue, "My brothers, children of the family of Abraham, and those others among you who are God-fearing, to us this word of salvation has been sent. The inhabitants of Jerusalem and their leaders failed to recognize him, and by condemning him they fulfilled the oracles of the prophets that they read Sabbath after Sabbath. For even though they found no grounds for a death sentence, they asked Pilate to have him put to death. And when they had accomplished all that was written about him, they took him down from the tree and placed him in a tomb. But God raised him from the dead. And for many days he appeared to those who came up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem. These are now his witnesses before the people. We ourselves are proclaiming this good news to you, that what God has promised our fathers, he has brought to fulfillment for us, their children, by raising up Jesus, as it is written in the second psalm, 'You are my son, this day I have begotten you.'" The word of the Lord. You are my son, this day I have begotten you. You are my son, this day I have begotten you. I myself have set up my king on Zion, my holy mountain. I will proclaim the decree of the Lord. The Lord said to me, "You are my son, this day I have begotten you. You are my son, this day I have begotten you. Ask of me and I will give you the nations for an inheritance, and the ends of the earth for your possession. You shall rule them with an iron rod. You shall shatter them like an earthen dish. You are my son. This day I have begotten you. And now, O kings, give heed. Take warning, you rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice before him. With trembling, rejoice. You are my son. This day I have begotten you." My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. And Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God, have faith also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have told you I am going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be. Where I am going, you know the way." And Thomas said to him, "Master, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" And Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." The Gospel of the Lord. And so this gospel is a gospel that has followed me throughout my years as a priest. Years ago, I was at St. Luke's Church, and as I was over there, I was having a bad day. You ever have a bad day? And I couldn't sleep. I've had that happen. And so I just went down in front of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, and in those days, Jesus was on the side, and just fell down in front of him in the middle of the night, having my heart and pouring out my heart, and I had my Bible, of course, with me, and I opened up the Bible, and it came to, "Do not let your hearts be troubled." And instantly, my heart was at peace, because the Word of God has the power to come into us, because Jesus is already inside, but when we read the Word, it has the power to go into our heart and fix it. So when we just focus on ourselves and we're focused on our anxiety or our hearts are troubled and everything, well, it's going to stay that way. But if we go to Jesus in the Word and we let Jesus reach into us, he can give us peace. So today, let us always go to Jesus, not ourselves, not what we're thinking, not our judgment, Jesus, and let Jesus give us peace. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Stand and pray.